Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
It's Friday, February 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FCC works on maps, This Week in SolarWinds, and Australian regulations on news and social media. This is the Business of Tech. The FCC launched a new broadband data task force this week, and first order of business, addressing the broadband availability maps. The intention is to collect data and develop more precise maps around broadband availability, which currently is inaccurate and borders on useless. For example, the FCC states that the number of Americans without access to broadband is around 21.3 million. Experts think it's closer to 42 million, and also undercounts the 83 million consumers that only have access via one ISP. Why do we care? You can't manage what you don't measure, right? I think the FCC is going to get serious about this as an infrastructure spend. I'm all in favor of this for IT services, as I think it opens up opportunities. Let's keep an eye on this one. This Week in SolarWinds. The U.S. government has updated their numbers on the incident, citing 9 federal agencies and about 100 private companies compromised. This number is lower than previously thought, although the investigation is ongoing and will take several months. There's also more pending executive action, and the incident is, quote, more than an isolated case of espionage, end quote. Additionally, the attack appears likely to have been launched from within the U.S., to further hide detection. Risk Recon is reporting that 1 in 4 SolarWinds Orion servers that was exposed to the internet at the time of the espionage campaign is now taken off the internet. This removal could be moving within a firewall, replacement of the product, or mothballing the server. Only about 4% of those online are running the Sunburst malicious code. A new detail was revealed in a 60 Minutes interview. FireEye CEO Kevin Mandia indicated that the attack would not have been found if a security staff member had not noticed an employee had 2 phones registered to their name. They should have only had one. In the same segment, Microsoft President Brad Smith called the incident, quote, the largest and most sophisticated attack the world has ever seen. Why do we care? Let's talk about those servers a moment. Good news to see the exposure get close fast, although clearly not the entire story from a breach perspective. Also note that the discovery was around two phones linked to a single account. Monitor to monitor and all that, but this feels like something we can actually be more disciplined with and automate this monitoring. When I say there are lessons here, these are the nuggets I'm focused on. Let's talk about what's going on in Australia. The Australian government is moving to require tech companies to pay Australian news agencies for using their content. The bill's expected to pass the Senate after passing in the House. And in reaction, Google has cut a deal with News Corp to comply. Facebook, however, is refusing to play ball and is blocking Australian users and publishers from sharing news links. A byproduct of this? Many Australian government agencies being blocked as well. Why do we care? There's a bit of regulation gone awry here. You start by trying to rebalance the relationship, spins out in an escalation, leading to this game of chicken. That said, it doesn't mean it's not being watched in the US too, with lawmakers here making noises they may do something similar. When I talk about technologists being involved in drafting legislation, this is some of why. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This weekend, two bonus episodes. First, an interview with Kevin Urrutia, a tech entrepreneur who built a home services business. Why do we care? Because of the methodology and the way that he thinks. That leads into the second bonus episode, an editorial about what we're missing in marketing in IT services. I'll be back again on Monday with a regular episode.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.